Red Film Radio. I'm Matt Micucci from the T-Mobile New Horizons International Film Festival, and I'm joined by Agnieszka Koperniak. Thanks very much for joining us.
No worries, it's my pleasure, of course.
So tell us, what are you doing here at the festival?
So basically, I'm here about two huge subjects, which I think accomplish each other a little bit. So first of all, I'm programming clinics for youngest viewers of the festivals, children. And the second reason is that the foundation which I co-founded, called Eight Wishes Foundation, is running the workshop on stop-motion animation for teachers who are here to find out more about the films. And we are doing it for the fourth time now, and it's really fun to be here.
Well, let's talk about that first. And obviously the whole process of animation is something that can be quite tricky for someone that doesn't really know how much work goes into making an animation film. So let's talk about how you do it throughout the project, and how it is that you work with these teachers.
Yes, so we work on this already the fourth time, and I think it's running quite smoothly now, and for sure I think it's a huge pleasure for us, and I also think it seems that people attending are also enjoying it. You've mentioned it's a very time-consuming activity, and of course that might seem quite simple, and that you just have to make like lots of pictures and then edit in them, and that's it. But actually, of course, animation is first of all the movie, so it has the story. So first of all, we always start with a very challenging process of finding the story.
Nothing exists without a story.
Exactly. We are all here to listen and to see the lovely stories at this festival. So basically, we start with brainstorming about the story, and it can be quite tricky because we are all different people. We all have our issues. We all want to create something important for us. But here we just have to like find one story which we want to tell in our team, because we spread into like few teams to work on this. So the story. So it's always very tricky, and we're always very scared if the story will come across. But for now, it looks like we did it again, because it's the last day and we are about to see the movies. So we did it again. We have four stories, and I think they are very interesting, very different. And yeah, I think that's the story in our process. And then we are like thinking about the how to basically present it on the screen, because of course animation is the world which you can create everything. If whatever your imagination is like offering,
it is a free form, because animation does allow to represent the story in a more fantastic way, but at the same time it's also very there's a lot of things happening. It's a very long process that requires knowledge of the art of animation, but also the processes of that have just been innovated in the last few years. So the technical side is must be very tricky to kind of teach someone who is not familiar with them in the first place.
Actually, you mentioned a very interesting thing, because as I told, we've been here for already a fourth time, and the whole project is running, I think it's more than 4 years. So basically what we see here is, beside the great passion of teachers for films, and it hasn't changed at all, but for sure I think that their technical abilities has changed. For example, there almost in every group there is somebody who already tried film making or animation making, and is like quite familiar even with editing programs. So that really helps. And yes, that's true. You have to know a little bit about making pictures. You have to know a little bit about editing. But really, because on like daily basis, our foundation, we run workshop with kids. children at school, at, you know, after school projects. So basically it's like we try to make it simple. We try to make it works, but also we try to make it simple. So basically we're using cameras, which almost everybody now is owning, and quite simple editing programs. And as you know, of course, you can record the sound with many tools.
Portable recorders, I guess.
Because
also you don't have much time. You know, you have a very restricted amount of time to teach all these things.
That's true, but it seems to work. Also, I think you would be really surprised, but maybe I'll have time to show you, but a couple of really nice animation we did with, like, 2 days with a group of kids. So, you know, it's like, it's hard, but, you know, and every time we are really scared before, everything is, like, about to start, but it works, yeah.
What would be very interesting to talk about, it would be like an overview of the state of animation for in films targeted towards a young audience. And what's your opinion of it right now?
I have something to say, since I'm programming children programs since like more than one decade now, and because I'm working for art house festivals, that maybe means, you know, I'm searching for things which are first of all aesthetically very very good, and then I also care about the story as a programmer a lot. So, you know, I have to say it's quite challenging to work on programs, to find the program which is really meeting those two important issues. So I would say there are the countries which are absolutely amazing, and the level of film production is really high, and the young audience is a very important part of the market to make it sound really bad. I think everybody can name those countries, which are like Sweden or Norway or France, and many others. I wouldn't like to sound like horrible, but actually in Poland I think we do struggle with film production for children, and as you know, there is
A lot of countries do, not just Poland.
Yes, of course. There is some other project which is run here in New Horizon Film Festival, trying to really like find some solutions for this problem. I mean the Film Pro Kids project.
That's right.
But for sure, Poland has, of course, an amazing animation culture. So basically, still we can find very very talented people who you know, offer a lot. But I wouldn't say they're necessarily dedicating their work to children, but such a people can also be fine. And I could name, for example, Magdalena Osińska, who is doing a great job, and as I think she's now working abroad, and also Aleksandra Zaremba, who did her first movie, Little Red Paper Ship, and as I know, she's also working abroad now, so hopefully we'll but for sure we'll be able to see their movies.
How popular is cinema with a young audience? Let's say at this festival, maybe how it's been going so far, but also like in general, do you find that like young audiences go to the cinema, are encouraged to go to the cinema?
Oh yes, there are amazing programs who are encouraging young people to go, and we are lucky to be part of this this project here. And but generally, probably still can be done, especially, you know, outside big cities. But in Wrocław, we work hard to get for many years, you know, to get young audience to the festival, and I think last few years has been really successful. We have 4 screenings during the festival. They took place during the weekends, and we have around 100 viewers each time. And it's showing that, you know, there is a need. You know, you have to remember it's a summer time, so you know people are on holidays. So basically, I think this number is quite satisfying for us, and we can see the same faces every year, and you know, children are growing bigger and bigger, so I think they're enjoying what we are offering them.
All right. Well, it was a great pleasure talking with you. I think this festival has a lot going on in terms of like not only for young audience but audience development in general. Thanks very much for talking with us about it.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. This is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.